Okay, first of all, welcome back to everybody. Okay, well, to meet him, good to be back. I hope everyone had a little bit of a couple of rest or somewhat. I don't know if we call it Benazman or Benazmanim, but hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, we'll try to continue the sugyas now. We're right where we left off before Tisha B'Av. So we have really one more sugya left that relates to sugyas of Kimavid Ramine, Rodef, etc. And then hopefully, Mitzvah Shem, in a day or two, we'll get into the last unit of the sugyas. The sugyas of Yehar Vayava. But we have one last sugya that's left for us, and that's the sugya of Misa Lezeh, Maman Lezeh. So, of course, we all know the starting point of the sugya is that there's a din of Kamed Ramine, there's a din of Kamed Ramine by regular Chayv Mises, there's a din of Kamed Ramine by Chayv Mises Sheigin, there's a din of Kamed Ramine by Reidef or Machteres, etc. But comes the Gemara and raises the question, maybe the din of Kamed Ramine change a little bit if we have a situation of Misa Lezeh, Maman Lezeh. Namely, unlike a classic Kamed Ramine, where I kill Ruvain and I'm Chayav Mamon to Ruvain, so then we say Kamed Ramine. What's the din if I become Chayav Misa to Ruvain for some kind of a terrible affair that I'm doing Klapei Ruvain, and at the same time I become Chayav Mamon to Shimon? So would we say that's also covered by Kamed Ramine, or is there reason to believe that when there are different mechayev from different people are being mechayev me, so then the parasha of Kamed Ramine wouldn't apply? That's the sugya the Gemara raises in Maseches Sanhedrin. So the Gemara gives an example of something that sheds some light on this topic, but it's not 100% clear what the Gemara is telling us. So the Gemara brings us back to the sugya of Reidef. The Gemara talks about a person who is being Reidef, and he's Shibra Kalim, but he's Shibra Kalim of the Nirdaf, so that's for sure considered to be a Kibbutz Ramine, because the Nirdaf is a right to kill him. But then the Gemara says that even if he's Shibra Kalim, shall call Adam, even if he's Shibra Kalim to a stranger, to somebody else, so Reuven's running after Shimon, and in the process of he's a real klutz, this guy. Not only is he not Matzlich in killing Shimon, but he ends up breaking Levi's barrel. So the Gemara says that Reidef Sharodef Chaveray Veshibra Sakelim Bein Sharnir the Bein Shekoladim Potter. So the Gemara considers that to be a tremendous chiddush. Why does the Gemara consider that to be a tremendous chiddush? Because the Gemara says that I could have argued that that would be called the Misa Lezeh, the Mamon Lezeh. Maybe you could argue that I'm only Chayav Misa Klapei the Nirdof. I'm not really Chayav Misa Klapei Achayrim. So the fact that I broke somebody else's kli, maybe that wouldn't be covered by Kimavid Ramine. Kamash Blan, this is also Kimavid Ramine. So Ad Kan Divya Gemara. So what conclusion should we draw from this Gemara? So the Pashas Advarim is that the Gemara is negating this chiluk of Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh. It was a nice fling half a minute. There was an interesting idea that maybe Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh wasn't covered by Kibbutz Ramine, but Kamash Mulan, that is partially not true. It's Mamish dead wrong that there is no such klal of Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh being an exception to rule Kibbutz Ramine. And the illustration that the Gemara gave of Rodef is just any illustration, just any illustration of Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh. The tachlis, the bottom line is that Misa Lezeh Mamon Lezeh is no exception to rules of Kibbutz Ramine. That's the Pashas and Agama. And this idea is borne out by another sugya that appears in the second parak of Bava Kamma. It's a Gemara that we've quoted at least 10 times already this summer about Isha Mishum Chitzo, when the machlek is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Why is Eish Chayev? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Chayev Mishum Isha Mishum Chitzo. According to Rish Lakish, Eish is Chayev because of Isha Mishum Mamono. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that Isha's Mishum Chitzo from the famous Mishnah that says, Madig is a godish, v'haya eved kofosloi, a person burns down a godish, and there was an eved that was tied down, so you know full well that you're killing the eved, so the din is that you're potter for the godish. Why you potter for the godish? So presumably, the reason why you're potter for the godish is because you're chamisa for retzichas ha'eved. So the Gemara says, really? Is that true? That makes a lot of sense according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Isha Mishum Chitzav. And again, we spoke about this multiple times this summer. Why is that so poshut? Isha Mishum Chitzav is not just a din in Mazik, it's a din in Ritzayach also, when we talk about Chedush Arans and Taisim and Rambams and Reb Chaim, a lot of stuff on the water under the bridge for this sugya. But the bottom line is, the simple pshat of the Gemara is, Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan says that Isha Mishum Chitzav, therefore, Eish could be chayav misa for retzicha done at the Eish. So then I understand why the person is potter on the mamonis on the godish. But according to Reish Lakish, who says that Ishus Shema Mainai, so Mehechatesi should be Chayev Misa for the Ritzichas Eved, Ilu Kotel Shor Avde Min Mechayev, as the Gemara says. But says, you're right, we have to change the case a little bit. Hacham Askin, because you hit his Begufa Shal Eved, that you didn't light the Goddish and then it spread through the wind 20 feet away to the Eved, but rather you took a hot coal, you put it on the Eved's heart. So that's like stabbing the Eved, that's like shooting the Eved. See, did a Maiser Ritzicha Biadayim? So that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, that's no pun intended, that's of overkill. Because if that's true, that Hitzis Begum Shalevet, I need a Mishnah in the sixth Berach of Bavakama to tell me Kim Ludramine. I never learned Ksubis, I never learned other Berach of Bavakama, I never read Parshas Mishpatim. Every time to get out, he knows as a din of Kim Ludramine. So why does the Mishnah have to tell it to me? What's the Chiddush of Hitzis Begum Shalevet? So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Ella, the Eved Dechad, the Gedid Dechad, or Eved Dechad, the Gedish Dechad, whatever the Pshat in the Gemara is. Is that, no, we're dealing with the following case, that the Eved belongs to one person, and the Gadish belongs to somebody else. So that's a shtikl miso zem mom lezeh, that raises a red flag. Maybe that wouldn't be covered by Kim Ludramine. Kamash Malone would be covered by Kim Ludramine, because once again, it sounds like the Gemara is negating hakol mikol kol, that entire svar l'chalik of miso zem mom lezeh is l'hoi dvarmim, mamish dvarm b'teilim. It doesn't play a role, doesn't mitigate Kim Ludramine kivuzeh, nisht the sugya in Sanhedrin 9 dollars, nisht in Vavakam Dav Chabez. The din is Kim Ludramine applies whether it's one chiv to one person, two people, 15 people, the whole thing is lahayat v'amayad. That's the simple pshat in these two gemaras. The problem is there is a third gemara, where the third gemara is addressing also an issue of mis lezeh mam lezeh, but here the gemara seems to take it about face. The gemara seems to present mis lezeh mam lezeh as in fact being a mitigating factor in the sugya of Kim Ludramine. What's the context of the third gemara? So the gemara in the first Berach of Sanhedrin is talking about the sugya of Edim Zomimin. Two Edim come and they testify that a girl, an Eshazish, was Mezana Tachas Bayala Beratzen. Now by doing so, that is in effect tantamount to testifying two things. They're testifying that she's Chayevis Misa, and they're testifying that the boil is also Chayevis, that's all true, that's all part of that same Edis of Nefashas. And they're also testifying that she's going to lose her Ksuba, because the Eshazish, that's Mezana B'mezid, is obviously going to lose her Ksuba. So there are really two things that they're trying to testify, and now they're proven to be Edim Zomin. So the Torah Kedosh says, Vasisim Lekashazom Lasos Leochiv, so the parish of Edim Zomin kicks in. So what does that mean, the parish of Edim Zomin kicks in? So L'chora, what it means is, whatever they were trying to do, we should do back to them. So now it starts to get a little bit tricky. Because if we're really going to truly be Mekayim, Vasisim Lekashazom Lasos Leochiv, so then we're going to make them Chayev Misa, because that they were trying to be made, they were trying to get her to be Chayev Misa, and l'chora, we should make them pay mamon also, because they were trying to make her lose her ksuba. That's what l'chora the din should be. So that gets very, very tricky, because that smacks of Kim Ludramine. A red flag goes down that play. What do you mean? That you're going to make them chayev misa and chayev mamon? That's going to be a flagrant violation of Kim Ludramine. So the Gemara here has the following, and you have to read the Gemara Sanhedrin very, very carefully. You can miss it in between the lines, but Rashi fills you in the gaps. If you put together the Gemara, two Gemaras in Masechet Sanhedrin, you come to the following realization, that sometimes that is true, and sometimes that is not true. Sometimes the Edim will actually get off from paying the cash because of Kibbutz Ramine, and sometimes not. What will it depend upon? It will depend on the following factor. Again, Rashi makes this very, very clear in the Gemara. That it all depends on who are the Edim supposedly writing the check to. What do you mean? Aren't they writing the check? But they have to pay the Tashlumi Mom, the Hefzid Mom, but isn't it to the girl? Well, not so simple. How old is this girl? And what status is this girl? Is this girl still Beveis Aviha or not? So if the girl has not yet had Nisuin, she is simply a Nara Hama or Rasa, so then she is still Beveis Aviha for all practical purposes. So if she would have gotten her ksuba, that means let's say the husband would have divorced her or would have died at that spot, at that time, so then the ksuba would have gone to the father. Like all other money that she gets goes to the father. Rabbi Sevilla. So all the money goes to the father. I don't feel so bad quoting that pasuk, even though the Gemara condition says that pasuk bin Rabbi Sevilla in fact does not teach us kol shvachrim levia, but Rashi quoted it, so I'm going to hold on to Rashi for dear life. So we're just going to quote it for our purposes. So comes the Gemara and Rashi and Sanhedrin explains, if the girl is someone who is Bevei Saviyah, then l'chor the check should go to her father. If she's someone who is already no longer Beis Aviyah, how is she no longer Beis Aviyah? One of two reasons. Either she's already a Begeres, or if she is already post-Nisuin. Once she has Nisuin, then she's ois Beis Aviyah anymore, and then she would be entitled to the Ksuba. So comes the Gemara and says, now it depends. If the two Eidim are made that a girl who is Beis Atma, she is in her own Rishus, she gets all the cash, she gets the check, so then we will not make the Eidim Zemimin pay her the cash. Why? Because they're Chayav Misa. And who is the Chayav Misa? Klapei. They're Chayav Misa to her, because they were made that she was Chayav Misa. So being made that she was Chayav Misa, so then their Chayav Misa, Basis Lokash Zomom, is now Klapei her, so they're Chayav Misa to this girl. Now the Chayav Misa to the girl, and to boot, you're going to make them pay, write a check to the girl, that's not right. They don't have to do that. So the Tach are going to be parted from Bominus. But if the girl they testified against was Beveis Aviha, because she's still in Na'arash and Arsa, she hasn't had Nisuin yet, so all the cash is going to go to the father. So wait a second, the Gemara says, Zelo Pashut. Then we cannot be Dan Kibbe Midramide. You know why? Because that is a Nisla Lazev and Mamun Lazev. Because the Chi of Misa on the Eidim is Klape the girl, because that's what they were made against. And the Chi of Mamun is written to the father. Oh no, that's a problem. Flags down the point. Mis lezeh, mam lezeh. That's not subject to the din of kibud ramine, and therefore the takana may have to be naraginu mishamin mamun. Ad kan divi gemara in the first bracha b'sechas and hedrin. So all the rishayim pem mali above this kash is a steer glue between sugyas. There are three sugyas in shas that talk about mis lezeh, mam lezeh. One is that gemara in Sanhedrin that throws it out the window. The other is b'vakam b'sechas and hedrin that throws it out the window. And all of a sudden in Sanhedrin, the first bracha has a tchesem esim that the takana is a cloud called mis lezeh, mam lezeh. Mis lezeh, mam lezeh is a hafkof. From the din of kibud ramine. So what's going on? How do we explain the sugya? So there's a three-way machlekes rishayim, how to make sense of these three sugyas. So the easiest way out is Rashi's approach. There's a Rashi tucked away in the third pech of Maseches Ksubos, where Rashi says it's a machlekes. Not the first, not the last time. Machlekes is finished. So some amarim al tazoi, some amarim al tazoi, and there's no way to be miyash of the sukkahs. Don't even waste your time. So I'm trying to be miyash of the sukkahs. It's not a machlekes. It's a real bona fide machlekes whether misal zeh mam lezeh is a poiter or not. That's how Rashi presents it. But that is not conventional wisdom in the sugyas. Taisus him in many, many places in Shas, and Sanhedrin, and in Bava Kamma, and in Ksubis. So every time these sugyas appear, Taisus always shows you that it's not a machlekes, that there are really, really two fundamentally different approaches in the Balei Taisus how to be resolved these sugyas. It's not a machlekes, the rules are a little bit different depending on what we're talking about. So we're going to first attempt to understand the Shitas HaRivam. The Rivam, which is really has its roots in our sugya, the Rivam, the Taisus quote says, the answer to this dilemma is as follows. That basically, the rule is, Nis Lazel, Momen Lazel, is taka not covered by Kimud Ramine. Kimud Ramine is only said when there's a Chia Misa, Momen La'isa-ish. But once you're talking about two different Mechayivim, so there is no din of Kimud Ramine. And that's the stum of the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. So now the Rivam says we have to do a little bit of surgery both in our Gemara and in the Gemara Bava Kamma. What piece of information do we have to add in? So it comes to the Rivam and says, I'll tell you, it's very, very simple. That our sugya is actually the easier of the two. When you're dealing with a din of Kibbutz Ramine of Rodef, you have to ask yourself, who is the Rodef Nischayev Misa to? But we know there's a din of Rodef, there's a din of Nirdaf. So the Torah is mechadish to me that you can take the life of the Rodef and the chiddush of the din of Rodef, so we said already 100 times this summer, is not just a din of Hatzolah, it's a din of Einshin as well. So it's a chi of Einshin, it's a chi of Misa that the Rodef has. Leklapehu, who is he chai of Misa to? So I understand when Reuven kills Shimon, I understand. So he has a chi of Misa to Shimon. I understand when Reuven is made the Sheker and is an Eid Zayim against Shimon, he has a chi of Misa to Shimon. Who is the chi of Misa Chal to in the case of Redif and Yerdif? So comes the Rivam and says, the chi of Misa is Chal Klape Kol HaOilam, because since the din is the Ein Mashiach La Mechal the Chayav LaHashia, since the Gemara Derash V'Psukim, since it's a din of Redef, and it's Mutla Kol Adam LaHatzlas and Yerdif, so Zok the Rivam, the Chi of Misa, the Gavra of Redef is called the Gavra Mechuy Misa Klape Kol Olam Kulay. And therefore, says the Rivam, by definition, it's never called Misa Lazev and Mamon Lazev. It's always Misa and Mamon La'isa Ish. So anybody and everybody, whoever in the world, this guy, whatever this guy breaks, whatever the Reidif Klutzli breaks, he can't turn around and say there's a Misa Lazev, Mamon Lazev. It's never Misa Lazev, Mamon Lazev. It's always a Misa Klapei everybody, because the Baal HaChavis could have also had the right to kill him. Everybody has a right to kill him. So mainly he's called Chayav Misa Klapei the entire world. And therefore the Rivam says in Sanhedrin, that's Svaris Poshut. And even in Bava Kama it's Poshut. You know why? Because even though in Bava Kama the Gemara is talking about here hits his Begufa Shaleved, but there's a double chi of Misa in Bava Kama the Chabez. You're not only chi of Misa alts the din of Ritzeach, the chi of Misa's based din, but what else looked in that sugya? Also looked in that sugya is what Rabbi say is the din of Raidev. Now this also should bring back memories. It should bring back hopefully pleasant memories of who? Which great Rishon threw Rodef into the sugya there? The Rashba. Which great Acharon threw Rodef into the sugya there? Who remembers? Which great Acharon? To explain. Even before the Mechas Chinuch, I remember before the Mechas Chinuch, with the Achiezer, with the Mirmoish, all the Gedolei Acharonim pilpled about the sugya of Rodef there. So comes the Rivab and says that whether or not there's a chiv rotzech is a different story, but a chiv roidef for zicha there is, a chiv roidef for sure there is. Avad and avad is a din roidef in Bava Kama Chabez, and it's only because there's a din roidef that creates the ability for us to apply kibud ramineh and not the hind behind the misla zev mabon lazer. So that's the Rivam's big breakthrough in the sugya. But when you don't have the parish of roidef, when you're talking about a real clear cut chiv misa leploini and not the ploini. So then Misla Zevam Lazeh, Staka Mufka, for the din of Kibud Raminei, which is exactly what it says in Sanhedrin in the first parak. So according to the Rivam, the real Gemara, the starting point is the Gemara Sanhedrin. And all the other Gemaras have to be touched up a little bit, have to be doctored up a little bit, and they all have to fall back on Raidif. Our Gemara is Poshet Raidif, and even Bava Kama Chabez, to a certain extent, is Raidif as well. So this is the classic Mahalach. Whenever you have Gemaras, you have three sugyas that contradict each other. Two say one way, one says the other way. So one of the Gemaras is the real Gemara, and the other Gemaras have to be touched up. So if it has to be, I would follow Rav. I would always try to keep the two Gemaras that say the same thing as being the norm, and the other one's the Eitzim in a cloud. So the Rivam says, no, the other way around. The real Gemara, the norm is, the starting point is Sanhedrin in the first barak. The Gemaras that have to be touched up a little bit are our Gemara and the Gemara in Bava Kama Chabez. Our Gemara is easy, because our Gemara is Mamish talking the language of Raidev, and Bava Kama is also talking the language of Raidev, claims the Rivam. But many Rishayim disagree with the Rivam. Rashi for sure disagree with the Rivam. Rabbi Natan disagree with the Rivam. Many Rishayim disagree with the Rivam. Why do they disagree with the Rivam? What's wrong with the Rivam? What's questionable? What's controversial about the Rivam? So the Chayyim, what's controversial about the Rivam is that the Rivam is calling the din of Reidev as a Chayyav Misa Klapei Kol HaOlam. Now, why is that so controversial? Why do other Rishon, why is Rabbeinu Tam, why do other Deis and Taisis not buy into that? What's controversial about that line of the Rivam? So, Kol Yamei LePligi, that an outsider has a right to kill and an obligation to kill the Reidif. That's not the skull. That's poshut. Ein mashiyallah b'chal debiyad l'ashiyah. You mechuyev to kill the Reidif. So what is it about the Rivam that's controversial? So the Chor, this goes back to our Chakiras back from 3-4 weeks ago. Namely, yesh lachor. This din that you're allowed to kill a Reidif, is that din of killing a Reidif b'teres onesh or is b'teres hatzalah? So we brought a raya brew. We said, what do you mean? Of course it's b'taras einish. Of course there's an aspect of einish. Maybe there's also a tzal to it, but of course there's an aspect of einish. What was the raya brew? Should have let tshuva that there's a din of einish? The fact that there's a din of what, Rabbi say? Of what? Of killing Ramine. So could one argue the following split? Could one argue that maybe the fact that the killing of a Reidev is a din einish, maybe that's only true Klape the Nirduf. Maybe that's not true Klape Kol Adam. Maybe there's almost like two halachas that are playing out there, two parashas, there are two sugyas of Reidev. The fact that all other people can kill the Reidev, that is true, but that's Taka B'taras Hatzolah. The fact that the Nirduf can kill the Reidev, that's a double din. That's a din of Hatzolah's Atzma, Chayecha Koymin. But it's also a din of einish. That chiddush haTorah that there's a parish of einish licked in the sugya of Reidev, maybe that's only vis-a-vis the nirdav, not vis-a-vis acherim, and maybe that's why other rishonim hesitate to apply the Rivam. When the Rivam said that Reidif is called Chayav L'chol Ha'olam, he didn't just mean to tell you that everybody can kill the Reidif. I don't need a Rivam in the Tosis, talk to him with a comment and headed to tell me that. Everybody knows that. Other people can kill. What the Rivam Chiddush is that the din of other people to kill the Reidif is not just a stab a heter al tzatzola, but it's a din al tzaynish. And therefore, in the sugyas of Kimon Rabbeinu, it's called a misav imam on the Yaseyish. What other Rishonim hesitated the Rivam was, other Rishonim claimed, Yavad and Avad, the other people who killed the right there. But that's not Beteris Einish, that's only Beteris Hatzola. And Beteris Hatzola, you can't apply Kibbutz Ramine. What would lead us to believe such a chiluch? Why would we think this is true? This idea that we're going to split hairs, we're going to say that vis a vis the Nirdaf is a din of Einish, vis a vis others, there's a din of Hatzola. Like Behechetes is such a thing. So there is a famous Gemara in Sanhedrin that was actually just two or three lines before our sugi that we're talking about, where the Gemara talked about the din of Yochel Atzil B'Yachel Meivar. The Gemara quotes a Tana, Yenisim and Shal, who derives from the whole razzle dazzle apostle, that Yochel Atzil B'Yachel Meivarav, so you don't have a right to take the life of the Reidif. Let's say Reuben's running after Shimon, and there's a way to get rid of Reuben without killing him. You can just shoot him, you can shoot him in his legs, you can incapacitate him, you can bump him off in some way without actually killing him, so you're mechuyev to do so. And if you don't do that, so that's a big, big problem. There's a din of Yochel Atzil Me'echa Me'evarav. So there is a machlekes in Rishonim about the din of Yochel Atzil Me'echa Me'evarav. Is that a din that applies to the Nirduf as well, or does that apply only to others? So there are many Rishonim who say that Rashi says it applies across the board. Bein l'nirdaf, bein l'chol adam. If it's efshel atzil me'echa me'evarav, you have to do so. But there's a Rivash that disagrees. Rivash says no. That b'med v'mamurim, you have to be matzil b'yechad me'evarav, says the Rivash. That's only true when you're dealing with others. But the nirdaf himself, he could shoot to kill no matter what. Even though he has an option, he has a viable option to shoot in the legs, he's not mechuyev to do so. He's allowed to shoot to kill. That's what the Rivash says. So what's pshat? What's the beer adover now? Like Mechatei said. So if you want to go down the route of fancy shmancy lumdus, you could say as follows. You could say that this din of Yochel Atzil Me'echa Me'evarav, why is there such a din of Yochel Atzil Me'echa Me'evarav? Why does the Torah say that shooting the legs, if you can shoot in the legs? So the Chara, that's very much in the sugya of Hatzolah. If the whole goal of taking out the Reidev is simply Latzolah's Hadirdof, that's my agenda. I have to figure out, how am I going to save that Nirdof? So then Yochel Atzil Me'echa Me'evarav makes a lot of sense. That if my whole goal is to save the Nirdof, so if I could save the Nirdof without killing the Rodev, like my Hechatei says, kill the Rodev. Like, what do I have to gain by killing the Rodev? So the Torah says, don't kill the Rodev, save the Nirdof, and Efshel Lekayem Shneihem. But if the Sugya of Rodev is basically not just a Sugya of Hatzolah, but it's a Sugya of Onesh as well, so then I could hear somebody arguing, if the guy is doing something that he's a Bar Einshin, if he's chayv and oinshin, he is doing a terrible aver being reidif after somebody. It's nitol shem soifa, like the Ben Sarah Moira. So he's a bar oinshin right now. He's taka chayv and oinshin right now. So if he's chayv and oinshin right now, so I should be ma'anish him. What do I have to find kunsim and figure out ways to shoot in his leg? Right now, he's acting in a way that's mutl on him, chayv oinshin. So it could be that that's what the Rivash would be driving at. That chiluk the Rivash would say as follows. That if it's efshel atzilu mi'echad me'evarav, klape kol ha'olam. So klape kol ha'olam, where there's only a din of Hatzolah that's playing out. There is no din of Einshin. I'm not the one who's supposed to be ma'anish. Normally, Bezin is supposed to be ma'anish. Here the Torah is mechadish that the Nirdav has the koach to be ma'anish. So the Nirdav has the koach to be ma'anish, but others don't have the koach to be ma'anish. So others have the responsibility of Hatzolah and Nirdav. So I have to do anything and everything in my power to make sure that the Nirdav doesn't get killed. So how do I do that? By shooting the Nirdav in the legs. More than that, I don't have a right to do. I'm not a bar ma'anish. I wasn't given the sugya to be ma'anish. Einshin reserved for their ancient Shemayim, their ancient Bezin, their ancient Denirdov, but Kolam Kulo doesn't have a koch to be managed somebody who's Reidif. What I do have is a responsibility to save the Nirdov. I'm going to save the Nirdov by Yochel Atzil Me'echad Me'evarav. So that svar of the Rivash would be that's true klape Yacherim. But klape the Nirdov Atzmoy with the Torah's Bechadish, there's a Parash of Anshin. So Parash of Anshin, I can be managed even if it's Echel, even if Efshel Me'echad Me'evarav, because it's not just that solar oriented. So that would be a great svar of Bedas of this Chiluk the Rivash.
What would be the source for that ability to be managed?
You mean what? Well,
what would be the source for the Nirdaf to ask such a question? Where are
them so right, I mean, how did Chazal figure this out? Right, so we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that maybe the source is from the very parasha of Machteres. because the Torah gives the balabayas the koyach to kill the person. That's what the Torah says in Ladobim, that the balabayas is allowed to kill the b'machteres. Why is he allowed to kill the b'machteres? He should give him his money. The b'machteres is not coming to kill outright. He's only coming to kill because he thinks the other guy's going to stand up and fight against him, so he's willing to kill. So therefore, he's called an Ernish. He's called a Roidev. So why doesn't the Torah just say to the balabayas, give him your money and let the guy walk away and show him, we'll worry about it later. So maybe that gufa is the mok, or that you see that there's a pasha of Oidish. Right. You know, so saying, so that's the psychology for the Bamachteris. So we're trying to size up, how do we know that the Bamachteris says he had to kill? Because the Bamachteris knows what the other person wants. So why doesn't the halacha superimpose and stop this from snowballing? Why doesn't the Torah say to the balabais, give him the money? Because so the terrorist is, because I'm not mechuyev to give him my money. He's chayav enoinesh. If the whole goal was hatzolos nefashos, so then we would say, yeah. So then we could save everybody's life. I'll save my life. I'll save the raiders. Everyone will go, ishim will come yobashol, and I'll be out $1,000. So you see that? No, that when the guy is above machteres, so he's more than that. He's a chayav, he's mudl onesh alav. So this would be a phenomenal pshat if this was correct within the Rivash, and this would explain away those who are cholik on the Rivan. But the Emes is that it's not clear at all that's what the Rivash was even driving at. That chiluk to say that Yochel HaTzil Yechem Evarab is different between a vis-a-vis others and vis-a-vis the person himself may not be based on such fancy lomdas. It may be based on just some simple psychology. Namely, that it could be that all the Rivash was driving at is as following. That Yochel HaTzil Yechel Mevarav is very nice for a person to be able to make unless he's under intense pressure, he's under a tremendous amount of tension. So a guy's coming at me with a knife, he's coming to try to kill me. So you wait, stop, hold on, let me learn the sugya in Sanhedrin first. Is Efshal Atzilo, Efshal Yod, the name? Is he Efshal Atzil? Am I not? Can I shoot in the legs? Will he run away? It could be all the Rivash is driving at is saying is that the Torah doesn't require a nirdav to make such calculations, because from the nirdav's vantage point, it's not efshal tzil b'yechem evar. You can't make such an expectation that I'm going to bend over backwards to be matzal the guy b'yechem evar. If I'm not under such intense pressure, my life is not at stake. I'm a bystander. So I'm standing on the side and I'm trying to make a cheshbon. Should I shoot to kill the right devil? Should I take out and just shoot him in the legs? So I'm calm right now. My life is not under not at risk. So I can make a calculated decision on the spot and say, you know what? I can shoot at the guy's legs. I don't have to shoot him in the head. So that's all the Rivash meant to say, is that the Metzias HaDvarim is that you can't make, the halacha can't demand of the Nirdav to make such a calculated assessment right now under the threat of his life right now. So if that's the case, then the Rivash wasn't saying any razzle-dazzle, none of this lumpus was correct. He's just giving a Pasha Metzias, a Pasha psychological assessment, who can be expected, who is not expected.
So, really?
Yeah.
Why would Rashi and other Rishonim disagree with that then, if it's just psychological?
It could be they argue in psychology that it is expected of the person to make such an assessment. Person, you can't take somebody's life because you're under tension. You should try to calm yourself down for a second and make a calculated assessment and then shoot to the left. If a person somehow couldn't do that, then if it's honest, okay, so then you can do honest, whatever you can put. But it is expected of a normal person to be able to turn around and say, I'm not going to shoot to kill. So that's... I don't. Did I mention the case, the Bernard Goetz case here yet? Did I mention it? Didn't mention Bernard Goetz. Okay, who was around? I don't even remember him. You guys weren't even born then. I don't know who I'm talking about. No. Okay, there's a famous case on the subway in New York. This goes back to the 80s, about the mid 80s or so. That it was a famous case that there was a fellow, Bernard Goetz. He was on the train and he happened to have had a gun with him. And a couple of people surrounded him on the train, and he was very, very nervous. And I wasn't there. I can't tell exactly what was happening, but he was claiming that they were taunting him, and he got very, very nervous, and he thought they were going to attack him, and he took out his gun, and he shot one of them. And the guy, Lemaisa, didn't die. He almost died, but the guy didn't die. So he was tried for attempted murder. So his defense was attempted murder. He said, the guys who wrote for him, he said it was like 3 o'clock in the morning, something on the train, and he was mama scared for his life, and he shot to kill. So the prosecution said, what do you mean you shot to kill? You were armed, they weren't armed, And if you were nervous they were going to attack you, you should have shot him on the legs or something and run away. What do you mean, shoot to kill? So his response was, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm on the train, 5 guys are around me, I don't know who's on yet, I'm shooting to kill, I'm shooting to save myself. So that was an akuda sabachleke. So that was mamash. That was mamash suffik. So I remember at the time. So we were pilpli in the yeshiva about the case that the akuda suffik was exactly this point that Bernard Goetz was claiming, like the Rivash, that it's not expected for me. I'm terrified for my life. It's not expected for me to make a calculation. I have a gun. I'm going to shoot to kill. And the other prosecution was claiming no, that you should have been calm enough to like Rashi. You should have been able to make a logical assessment. And the end of the day, if I'm not, you can check it afterwards online, if I'm not mistaken, I think he was actually cleared on attempted murder charges, but I think he was put into jail for, I don't think his gun was licensed or something. So he was held for illegal use of a firearm or something. So again, I think he ended up in jail for a year. I don't know exactly what the final story was. But there was somewhat of a humorous end of the story that involved myself. Not that I was anywhere near that train, but it was, I was just going to get my driver's license at Kufa when that issue was hot in the news, and I was standing in line to get my license, and the lady in the motor vehicles asks me, she's looking at my picture, and she said to me, has anyone ever commented to you that you look like Bernard Goetz? So if you take a look after Sheikh, take a look at the picture, there's a slight resemblance to, very, very slight, I mean, bald a little, you know, whatever, slight resemblance. So I said to her, no one ever commented it to me, and I was kind of hoping she was going to hold my driver's license back, because that Baruch Hashem, all's well that ends well. So if you take a look after Sheikh, you'll be nana from that. Anyway, back to the story. So, a kopanim, we have a steering gemaras. Actually, a three-way steering gemaras. And we're trying to figure out what's the rule, what's the exception to the rule. So Rashi said there's no rules, no exception. It's just an outright steer, outright machlekes. But the Rivam is saying no, that the basic rule is that Misla Zemel Mazeh is taka not covered by Kimon Ramine, but Reidif is different. And the lumnus that Reidif is different is the fact that we view it as an onesh lekola oilam, and those Yisharim who question the Rivam would probably argue along the lines that it's not really an onesh lekola oilam. There's a het, there's a din of hatzal lekola oilam, but the onesh is reserved only for the Baal Dover himself, only for the Nidif himself. Whether that chiluk would explain the chiluk that the Rivash attempts to tell us may or may not be true. Anyway, getting back to the story. So now, up to now we have the Shittas of Rivam. But now we have Me'idach Gisa, we have Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is a 180 degree difference from the Rivam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Misa Lezeh, Mam Lezeh is always covered by Kibbutz Ramanei. Always, always, always. Not a Shah, not a Zah. There's no such Ptuah, no such hat there called Misa Lezeh, Mam Lezeh being a Mufka from Kibbutz Ramanei. Classic Kibbutz Ramanei. Belishim suffix is Rabbeinu Tam. The only thing is that the quirk in the sugya, says Rabbeinu Tam, is Edom Zomen. Edom Zomen is very, very tricky for the following reason, says Rabbeinu Tam. Whenever you have Edom Zomen who become chayav for Misa and for Mamon, if it turns out that it's a Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh, we're going to have to punish them Mamon. Even though we don't really want to, we really want to hide behind Kibbutz Ramanei, but there's another din that's trumping Kibbutz Ramanei. What's the other din that's trumping Kibbutz Ramanei? What is it, Rabbi say? What are the two magic words? Kasha Zomam. Kasha Zomam dictates to us that we must, we are forced, we are compelled to mete out an onesh of the Edom Zomamin to each and every person who they were coming to attack. Every single person who they were trying to get into trouble, that person has a right to turn around and say, we want you punished. Kasha Zomam from Reuven and Kasha Zomam from Shimon. Every single victim of their Hazama has a right to insist that the Edom are going to get punished, and even if it turns out that in the process we're going to, in a sense, violate the Klal of Kibbutz Ramanei, so be it. Kasha Zaman carries the day. Ad kan divrei Rabbeinu Tam. I have never ever understood conceptually what that's based on, and like how in the world Chazal figured this out. Like, here we have a din of Kibbutz Ramanei. Kibbutz Ramanei says that you can't hit a guy for two things, and Kasha Zomam somehow beats up Kibbutz Ramanei. I never understood exactly the formulation where Rabbeinu Tam is driving at. But that's Rabbi Netam. Azoy Shteit and Rabbi Netam. And therefore, Rabbi Netam has the following. He says that when you're dealing with regular non-kasha zomim tikka halachas, then you just plug in the simple rules of kumin v'raminei. Ay, it's miso zem mamazel. Who cares? Therefore, in Sanhedrin, in the sugi of Rodev, we plug in the regular rules of kumin v'raminei. It taka is miso zem mamazel. We don't say, yechai misa klapik kol oilim, says Rabbi Netam. The Rivam is not correct. And who cares? It's still covered by kumin v'raminei. And in Baba Kama, Dav Chabez, Hitzis Begush Shalevid, there's no din of Reidif there. It's plain and simple Ritzeach. Yechayev Misa to one person, Yechayev Moment to the other person, but it's plain and simple Kim Ramine, and Ayat Misa Zemo Mazeh. Who cares, says Rabbi Nadav. The only time we care about Misa Zemo Mazeh is in the first Bech of Sanhedrin, because there it's the Pasha of Edom Zomin. And when it comes to Edom Zomin, we can't turn around and say, sorry, Charlie, Kim Lev Ramine, no, you can't do that. Because Kasha Zomam requires of us to mete out an Einesh to all parties available. Kasha Zomam does not, by the way, says Rabbi Netam, require me to mete out the entire punishment to every single person. Haraya, in the case where there was a chi of Misa to the guru and a chi of Momen to the guru, remember, not the case when the father's going to get the check, but she's going to get the check, the Gemara did say, Kimlev Ramine. So don't say there's no din of Kimlev Ramine Eidim Zomim. There is a din of Kimlev Ramine Eidim Zomim. Because Kasha Zomim doesn't dictate that you have to do a Hazoma Lagamre, but Kasha Zomim dictates you have to do a Hazoma to each and every potential Baldin. And therefore, if the father was one of the Baldin, because she's still a Naira Marosa, and the check should have been made out to the father, the Chi of Misa that the Edim incurred, which was a Chi of Misa Klape, the girl, that is not going to exempt them from paying the check, from writing the check to the father. That's the Chiddush Rabbi Netam. That is not covered by Kimon Ramine. Kasha Zomim trumps that. So the Chayyur, there's a tremendous Chiddush in this Rabbeinu Tam, multiple Chiddush in this Rabbeinu Tam. But one tremendous Chiddush in this Rabbeinu Tam is that if the Halacha requires to mete out an Einesh, Al Kasha Zomim, which it does according to Rabbeinu Tam, you cannot turn around and say, well, what do you mean? I meted out the Einesh. I paid the check already. I paid the cash already. After all, wasn't I killed? Isn't Yesh B'chal Basayim Mona? Didn't I suffer the Einish of Mammon? Because wasn't the Einish of Mammon Nichol on the Einish Aguf? What does Rabbi Netam say? No, you don't. That doesn't make any sense, says Rabbi Netam. Kasha Zomim means you got to pay the cash. Kasha Zomim means you got to pay the money. You got to write the check. You can't tell me some Bumamites of that Kasha Zomim. No. I really did pay the check. Why did I pay the check? Because after all, I'm Chaya Misa, Nichlal and Mechia Misa is paying the check. As such, this puts Rabbi Netam at odds with who, Rabbi Say? With which famous Shita is Rabbi Netam now at odds with? The Shita of Ramban and Makas Tabez. Because the Ramban that we spoke about earlier this summer was the one who was Mechadish, that the essence of Kibbutz Raminei does not mean that the person isn't Chayef to pay the Mammon. It doesn't mean it's a green light, it's a freebie, it's a patur from paying money. What Kibbutz Raminei means, says the Ramban, is that Nichlal in your Einish Aguf is in fact the Einish Mammon. You did pay the cash. It was Mekuyim in your Kasha Zomim. Remember Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban says, you have to have Kasha Zomim, and you had it, because the Tashlumin that you are part of from is Ki'ilu it took place. That is called Kasha Zomim. It is clear as day Rabbeinu Tam doesn't accept that. Because if Rabbeinu Tam held like that Ramban, then the whole Rabbeinu Tam would be mamish dvar b'teilim. Because how could Rabbeinu Tam say, no, you got to pay the cash, sorry, Kasha Zomim is forcing us, compelling us, pushing us to pay the cash. I paid the cash, I paid the officer right by getting killed. Oh, yeah, Rabbeinu Tam never heard of such a thing. So now everybody said we have to go back to the Ramban that we spoke a little bit about a couple of weeks ago, and now fine tune a little bit, because now we found the Baplukta of the Ramban. Now we have Machlekes, the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam. What is the din of Kibbutz Raminei? How do we understand the laws of Kibbutz Raminei? Is Kibbutz Raminei mean that I did pay the cash? It was Nichlal Mechia Misa, or Hoyd Ramiel? Kibbutz Raminei is just a Ptor B'Alma. Machlekes Ramban Rabbeinu Tam. So what prompted Ramban in the first place? What forced Ramban's hand in the first place? Why did Ramban say such a thing to start with? So who remembers? What was the kasha that forced the Ramban to this Yisaid? What was his kasha? How did the whole Ramban start in Machas Tabez? It all started with the Tashlumin of Truma. It all started with the kasha of the Ramban. Why does the Mishnah say that so they get off scot-free, not literally scot-free, but they have to do what Rabbi Isai knew. What happens to them? They have to get malchus, because lov lo zaro, you can't make them into Edom, into ben grusha bechalutza, because the Torah says lov lo zaro, so your hands are tied. So what do you have to do? Nothing. Mamish is stuck. Mamish can't do anything. There's nothing we could do with them. So nebuch, we have to give them malchus. Do who remembers Machat Abayim Ralph? I didn't talk about it this summer yet. 2 days in Taisus. What does that mean, you give them malchus? Who remembers? Oh, is that a kim of hazoma? Or is that, no, there's taka, no way to do hazoma. There's a din atar, a chidish atar, that when you can't do hazoma, so you don't do hazoma. What do you give them malchus for? What do you give them malchus for? For what? For? Violated losane. They violated losane v'rachet shachar. Aye, losane is a lavsha ein b'maisa. That's the chiddush of tzdiko. Tzdiko is bechadish to me. A special din that you get malchus for losane anyway. So that's a major kasha. Who remembers most times famous kasha in the Machas Tabeis? And remember, Tais had a famous kasha in the Machas Tabeis and Alf. Tais says, how could you ever have a case of Eide ben Grusha ben Chalutza? It's always an Eidus Shua. Shia to Yechlazima. And the Gemara says that any Eidus that you can't become Edom Zomit is Nishkin Eidus. So if you're telling me, it's like you're talking in circles. If you're telling me that you can't meet out Hazama because love Lazaro, how could you ever have an Eidus in the first place? That's Toys' famous cash. Toys says, no, that is called Efshel Lazima. Why is that called Efshel Lazima? The Malkus is the Hazama. That means when the Torah says, V'tzitikos Hatzadik Yishul Rosh, that Gzeres Akos from Makas Dabeis, that Eidim Ben Grusha V'chalutza receive Malkus, it's not just Tama did Malkus B'yama. That's a Kim of Hazama. It's not really Hazoma. I try to make you a Ben Grusha Chalutza, you give me Malchus. It's close enough. That means it's Tashlum. It's the makeup. It's the booby prize for Hazoma. But it has a din of Hazoma to it. It's Chal on the din of Hazoma. And therefore it's called an Eidish Atayochal Lehazima. And then Tyson's backtrack and says, no, it's not called Hazoma. Hazoma Tachi you can't do by Ben Grusha Chalutza. What do? You give Malchus. Why do you give Malchus? Because he violated Losane. But Hazoma's nished. So why is there no din of Eidish Atayochal Lehazima? Who remembers the second Eretz in Tyson's? According to the second day in Taisvis, that we didn't talk about it this summer. But if you went to day camp, we should have talked about it. According to the second day in Taisvis, that the Malkus is not Peteris Hazoma, the Malkus Peteris Losane. So Taka, why isn't Eidisha Atayochal Azima? So Taisvis says that, what's the source that you need Eidisha Atayochal Azima? Pishtei Azoi. So Taisvis, the source is Kash Hazoma. From the fact that the Torah in next week's Parsha, Parsha Shoftim, describes Hazoma taking place, that's a raya that the Torah is only accepts a Malka, only accepts an Eidus, that could theoretically play out. From the fact that the Torah depicts that illustration of Hazoma playing out, that shows that that's the tsug of Eidus, that's the tsur of Eidus that the Torah is addressing. So an Eidus that can't meet that scenario, does a Nishkin Eidus Shamua B'Torah. But Medav Amamurim, that's true, that's an Eidus that Hazoma speaks to. But if you have a kind of an Eidus that doesn't have the Pasha of Hazoma, Hazoma doesn't speak about this Eidus. This Eidus can never be Hazoma. An Eidus that can never reach Hazoma, there's no din of Eidus at Yechal Hazima. So every regular Eidus, Ritzicha, Eidus, and Mamunis, all normal Eidus in the Torah, Malchus, Mamunis, etc., can all theoretically reach Hazoma. So if you presented an Eidus in a fashion that can't reach Hazoma, that's a chisar, and that's a problem of Eidus at Yechal Hazima. But if you have a topic of Eidus that can never reach Hazoma, the Torah took this Eidus out of the parasha of Hazoma. So if you can't have Hazoma, you can't have Hazoma. If you can't have Hazoma, then there's no din of Eidus at Yechal Hazima. So the Eidus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza can never reach Hazoma. That's what Lov Zara teaches me. So Bameil, there's no din of Eidus She'at Yochel Azim. That's the famous 2 days in Taisa's Machnas that base. But back to our story. So the Mishnah says that there's no din of classic Hazoma because Lov Zara. So therefore, all never get it. The booby prizes, they get Malkus. So Frek, the Ramban Akasha, why don't they have to pay cash? After all, they were mafsid. This guy, a lot of money. Up until now, he was cashing in on the Truma and the Chal and Bikurim, and now he's getting nothing because he's Oiskayin, Lefid Varecha. So why do you have to pay for that? So the Ramban starts searching around for answers. So some of the Ramban gives one answer. Maybe it's just a grumma. Maybe it's the milsa. It's not kits. We have no idea what the price tag is. Maybe Aiden Zelman was only seven. There's a clear-cut price tag. A lot of different answers in the Ramban. But then one answer that became very popularized, very famous in the world of the Ramban. The Ramban said that maybe the reason why you don't have to pay Kash Hazoma for the cash is because you're not Mekayim Kash Hazoma L'chatzoyin. That Kash Hazoma is an all or nothing. either you have to fulfill it b'shlemusa, or you don't fulfill it at all. So the Eidus of Ben Grusha b'chalutza is addressing his ability to be Ovid in the Beis HaMikdash. It's addressing his ability to eat Truma. So it has a lot of nafkaminas ladina to it. Now we're going to turn around and do Hazoma to the Eidim and say, okay, you guys are going to remain Kehanim, but we're going to make you pay cash. So that's a violation of Hazam al-Chatzoin. And there's no Hazam al-Chatzoin. That's the Ramban's famous Yisrael. There's no Hazam al-Chatzoin. So if so, Frek the Ramban, there's no Hazam al-Chatzoin. So why is it that the Gemara Sanhedrin says that when the Eidim are made, that this girl, let's say the girl who's Bishusa, not Bishusa Via, the girl who's Bishusa, when they're made that she's Chayav Nisa, what does the Din say? They get killed and they don't pay the ksuba because of Kilmud Ramine. So Frek the Ramban is Tachin Hazam al-Chatzoin. So it's Al-Zen, but that was the territory of the Ramban. So the Ramban's teretz was that no, that's not called Ein Hazam L'Chatzon, because when you have Kimun Ramine, you are paying the cash. It's not a green, it's not a Ptur B'Alma. You are paying the cash. You're paying the cash was Nichlol in the Ein Shaguf. That was the Shach V'Tayah of the Ramban. So what would the Rabbeinu Tam respond to that? If Rabbeinu Tam in our sugya is clearly disagreeing with the Ramban's Yisoid and saying that Kimun Ramine is not that, Rabbeinu Tam cannot fall back on the teretz of the Ramban. So what would Rabbeinu Tam do with the whole Ishtal Shazadvarm of the Ramban? So the answer is obvious. The Rabbeinu Tam would say, there's no such thing called Ein Hazam L'Chatzon. You mamish made it up. You made up that din of Ein Hazam L'Chatzon. There are other reasons why the Eidim don't pay for the Truma. Because there's Groma, because it's Milsa, the little kids. I give you 25 other reasons why. You, Heiliger Ramban, made up the klal of Ein Hazam L'Chatzon, and you became stuck with the parish of Kimle, and you made up, as I say, that Kimle is Kimle, you paid. That's what Rabbeinu Tam would say to the Ramban. But Rabbi Yisai, those who remember Makas, that base carefully, there was something that prompted the Ramban to say, Ein Hazam L'Chatzon. The Ramban didn't just start make it up. Who remembers? What forced the Ramban to say, Ein Hazam L'Chatzon? Anyone remember? What? Oh, Lusla David Olazare. In the middle of that Shaka V'Tayah and the base in Makas, the Gemara says, wait a second. I got it. I understand that we can't passel the Adam Zoman's kids. I got that. But see some low of Zaro. So we can't make you into a cholol. So I said, why not? Let's make him into a cholol and not the kids into a chololim. Remember that Kash the Gemara? Flip the day for low Zare. And that'll be a Gavaltic Hazama. What's the problem? You wanted to make him a cholol. We'll make you a cholol and we'll make your kids okay. So the Gemara says, no, but even Kash is on the lake. So what's pshat in that line, the Gemara? But Inan Kash is on the lake. What's pshat in that line? So the Ramban understood, behind that line is, Edom Zayman is all or nothing. That's it. There is no middle ground. If you can't be Mekayim Hazama L'Kulo, then you're not Mekayim Hazama L'Chatzoin. And therefore, when the Gemara said, raised that possibility of making Reuven into Chol, but not his kids, the response to the Gemara was, that would be a Hazama L'Chatzoin. You, Edom, try to make the guy and his children into a Chol, into Chololim, and we don't have the mechanism to make you your children into Chololim because Lov Zaro. So therefore, if we can't make your children into Chololim, we can't make you into Chol either, because that would be a violation of Ein Hazama L'Chatzoin. That's the Gemara, that was the engine that drove the Ramban. The Ramban didn't make it up in a vacuum, Ein Hazama L'Chatzoin, and he had a Gemara for it. So now if you're going to tell me that Rabbeinu Tam doesn't buy into that Gemara, because Rabbeinu Tam says, there is no such cloud, there's no such parash of Ein Hazama L'Chatzoin. So then what's behind that Gemara? What's behind that Gemara of Bidin Kash Zom Valeika? So L'Chaira, there's a whole different reading of that Gemara. What that Gemara means is as follows. Bidin Kash Zom Valeika doesn't mean you have to have Hazama L'Chatzoin, but you have to have Hazama. The onesh that you're meeting out to the Eidim has to be the same onesh. It may only be one of the multiple onshin, but it has to be the onesh vis-a-vis that onesh itself. It's got to be v'shlemusai. When you make Reuven into a cholol, and you're going to say the same breath that his children are not chololim, what are you really saying, Rabbi Yisai? That he's what? He's not a cholol. Cholol, by definition, goes be a rusha. His children are going to make chalolos also. The chalolos is going to go for all generations. To turn around and say that you're a cholol, your children are not a cholol, that's not called chalolos. That's a new thing. That's a brand new thing called, I can't do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's like, I can't eat truma. That's like, I can't do chal. I get the first aliyah. That's not a chal. A chal by definition means that it spreads to your children. When the Gemara says, Bidim kashdom v'leika, the Gemara is saying is that to make him into a chal and nishas children, that's not hazom b'chlal. Forget about not hazom b'kul, it's not even hazom b'miktasai. You picked a totally different einish to give him. You made him into someone who can't get a first aliyah, but he's not a chal. If his kid can get a first aliyah, there's not a chal. So at the end of the day, we have this running machlekes in Rabbi Tam and the Rabban, which is so profound, which is so basic, because it impacts on how to read the Gemara about Bidin Kajzom Valeka. It impacts upon what you think about Kimu Dramine, but it goes back to Asug. It impacts on whether Ibn Atam's answer is a valid answer to the Sugya Mislazah Mamun Lazah. So Ibn Atam was only able to advance his Pshat Mislazah Mamun Lazah as fundamentally being covered by Kimu Dramine, with the exception of Kashazomam, only because he held that whenever you do a Hazoma, that is not tantamount to meeting out the lighter Onesh. So it's only because Rabbi Natan disagreed with the Ramban, or disagreed with this whole reading of the Gemara in Matas, the base of the Ramban, that he was able to offer his Pshat. It could be the Rivam didn't think the Rabbi Natan's Pshat could get off the ground, because maybe the Rivam was more in sync with the Ramban's understanding of Fumid Ramine. So Rabbi saying, what was pushing the Rabbi Natan? What was the engine really, really driving Rabbi Natan? Why in his heart and soul did Rabbi Natan really, truly hold that Misa Lezeh, Momon Lezeh, is covered by Kimon Ramine? What was really pushing Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yisai? What made Rabbi Natan just not able to be gairith anyone would disagree with him? Rabbi Natan learned Chumash. Rabbi Natan said, we'll go back to the model, go back to the illustration of Kimon Ramine and the Torah Kedoshah. What's the case, Rabbi Yisai? What's the case? You're killing the woman and you're becoming maybe or maybe not being chayv mevladas to what? To the Baal. So the Torah says, v'loyeh asayin anesh yonesh. If the woman didn't get killed, then you got to pay the cash. Now if the woman got killed, then you don't have to pay the cash. It says Rabbi Natan, I don't understand. That's misa lazeh, the chiyah misa was legabe the woman, and the chiyah moment is klapi the who? Klapi the Baal. So, the game's over. That is, forget about that, also be Kibbutz Ramini. That is the source of Kibbutz Ramini. Every Kibbutz Ramini is that. By definition, every Kibbutz Ramini is that. How in the world can anyone argue Rabbi Natan? It's so compelling. So Taisa suggests a possible dichui, and Taisa says that maybe, says Taisa, that the case of Tamei Vlodas is different. Because even though it may purely halachically be misa lezeh, mamon lezeh, but it's still what Rabbi say? It's still all the same person. It means it's all coming from the same biologically. I don't know, Uber Yerachima, whatever you want to call it. It's all the same basic human being. And therefore, maybe that kind of slips between the cracks. That's also called a misa mamon lechad. That's what Taisa suggests. One could have theoretically been doicher ben etam differently by focusing more on the halacha than on the mitzias of biologically being connected. Maybe one could have argued that the chiyuv mevlados, yes, I know who I write the check to. I know I write the check to the husband, but who's the chiyuv really to, so to speak? It's almost really to the wife, and the husband kind of is zoicher mikoyach the wife. If that would be true, if that would be the correct, accurate lomdus of the Mevlados, that would be another way to deflect Rabbi Natan. That Misa Lezeh, Mamon Lezeh means when the Misa is mamish to Reuven and the Mamon is literally to Shimon here, the Misa and the Mamon are to the same address. It's just that the check is being deposited in the husband's account, which is not so crazy because the husband generally gets all the stuff of the wife. So you have to learn the fifth perek of a comment to see whether that's correct or not. Because there are some dinim in the Mevlados that don't seem to bear that out. There are dinim of Mevlados that would apply even if the couple's not even married. There would be dinim of Mevlados that are not 100% sure that that's true, that the chiv is really in theory to the wife. It could be it's really, really to the husband. So you have to really learn the fifth perek of a comment well to see why Tosfos didn't want to go down that route. Yeah, I'm sorry. That was your kasha. I mean, the Gemara doesn't use that phrase. The Gemara says, "Atayra Amra." The Torah says, Baal Isha. I mean, the Gemara uses the phrase like that. Afilu boil b'mashma, something like that. The Gemara uses a lashon like that. Yeah. So you have to read some sugyas in Baba Kama that may or may not indicate one way or the other about that. But Rabbi say, even within the sugya of Mis Lazeh, Mamon Lazeh, even if you accept, according to Rashi, some sheet is held that way according to the Rivam. Everybody, in a sense, holds that way. If you really truly believe there's a exception to the rule of Kilmi Rabin Mis Lazeh, Mamon Lazeh, there is a scenario of Kilmi Rabin A that doesn't fit that model. And what if you have the following? What if you don't have a Misa Lazeh? The Mamon Lazeh. What if the Misa Lazeh is that Kelly Ben Veil? The Misa is to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Up to now, we've been talking about killing people, Leidim Zomin, Rodev, all kind of Benel Mechaveros. What if I'm Chai Misa for Benel the Mokom Mamish? I'm Chai Misa because I was Chal Shabbos. Chai Misa because I was Ovid of a Dezara. Would anybody say that's called Misa Lazeh, Mamon Lazeh, and maybe there's no Kilim Ramine? So there's a Rashi in the third Pek Supas that almost sounds that way a little bit. Rashi entertains the possibility of the suya of Kor Shirayim Shechaveira, Echel Truma, Echel Chaylev. Rashi sounds like he's opening up the possibility that maybe that's called Misal Zemon Lazeh Potter. So Tosfos says the other Rishonim jump, and Rashi says it's impossible to say such a thing. Again, according to many Rishonim, there's no exception of Misal Zemon Lazeh. But even within the world of the Rivam, that there is such a thing called Misal Zemon Lazeh not being subject to Kimin Ramine, Misal Lazeh that's Mufka of Kimin Ramine has got to be a Zeh of a Hedyot. If it's a Misla Shemayim, that doesn't count. Haraya, Yeraya, Brush, and Lachuva. Yes, yeah, the Mishnah is. It's a Mishnah about Surf. It's a Godish B'Shabbos, Godish Kis B'Shabbos. There are cases that talk about Chil Shabbos. Nobody we ever heard says, except for that one difficult Rashing Subas, nobody ever dreamt of saying that there's no Kil Ramadeh because the Misa is to Rabban Shalom, the Mom is to somebody else. Never heard of such a thing. Why that should be so? If you really believe Misal Zeh Mamon Lazeh is Potter, why shouldn't the Chiyuv to Ribbono Shel Olam be like a Misal Zeh Mamon Lazeh? I'm not sure why.
Isn't the Gemara funny Havamina that it's like that? If a person might be a Baal Delver, if it's an Izum in there?
If what? If?
That because if you say that Misa isn't Lashemais, right? That the person might be a Baal Delver, so it's just no problem.
You talk about the Gemara Makas Davov, you're referring to. The Gemara says Nirtzach. The Gemara says that Horeg Yatzil. The Gemara has a strange kasha. The Gemara says that in the sugya is of Nimzach Harv Apostel, so every murderer should get off the scot free because there's always an eight apostle here. Who's the eight apostle? The person who's getting killed, the victim. Horeg Yatzil, he should be the eight apostle. So the Rishonim is scrounging around to figure out why is he the eight apostle. Again, in the end, the Gemara rejects that. Whatever the answer is, the Gemara had a very, very strange Havamina that the Horeg Yatzil. So some Rishonim say because the Horeg is a Sayyidin, some Rishonim say because he's a Treifa, and some Rishonim say because he's a Baal Dover, because he's a Baal Dover in the case. And the other Rishonim say he's not the Baal Dover in the case. So it's an Afkamin Ladina. Can the Krov behind Nirtzach be made? Is that called a Baal Dover? But you could talk about that by Ritzicha. But Chil Shabbos, you only chayef to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not chayef to anybody. So if you really believe that Misal Zeh Mamon Lazeh is mufka for Kilim Ramine, why doesn't that change the rules also? It doesn't. At the end of the day, it doesn't. At the end of the day, Mishnayis, the Gemara, the Mefarshim, it does. So we're not exactly sure why. So Rabbi Sa'id, when all the dust settles, we have three Gemaras that address this topic explicitly. We have Rashi, who presents it as being a machloikis and end of discussion. We have the Rivam, who says that basically the rule is Misal Zeh Mamon Lazeh is not a mufka from Kilim Ramine, but Rodef is called Misal L'chol Ha'olam, with all the lumdos of those who agree or disagree. Then you have Rabbi Natami Idich Gis, who says that Misal Zeh Mamon Lazeh is taka always regular, plain, and simple Kilim Ramine. Whenever you have an issue of kasha zomam, there's a new din that dictates that you have to have a hazama to each and every person. So that idea of a benetam, you have to have a hazama to each and every person, is assuming that a lack of payment based on kibbutz ramine is not called and I paid. I didn't pay at the office. That's against the Ramban. So we spoke a little bit about where that machlekes of benetam and the Ramban emanated from the sugya and makas debeis, how the Gemara is read according to both Rishonim. And then we just raised the aura that Rabbi Natam has a very, very convincing raya from the Mevlodo, so another Rishayim are not as convinced for whatever reason. And then we just made a last aura of the sugi is that, except that according to that Rashi, it would appear that when you have a Misa Klap Ishmaya, so somehow that's not covered by Misa Zemom. So even according to Rishayim, who accept Misa Zemom as being Afka, somehow that's not covered. Why that should be, again, we're not quite sure about that either. Okay? But, Okay, it's finished. So hopefully, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, but I said we're going to move it into the next unit, into the sugyas of Yarav Yavo. So really, mamish brand new sugyas, is a whole new world out there. So we made a siman Rodef and Ratzeach and that stuff for today. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we're going to get rolling. So please get ahead of me in the Ma'amar Kamis. Okay, mamish, good day.
Question?
Yeah.
So like, you know, when a woman can say to her husband,